Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, in the middle of Simen Tof Nun Aleph, and we are dealing with the halachos over here of kashering utensils. And yesterday we brought down that if you try to just heat up something from the outside of the utensil, when there was cooking done on the inside of the utensil, that would not kosher it. And we said this was true even if it was just poured into the inside of the utensil from a hot kli rishon, and the Ramah had brought down even with the kli sheni, according to some poskim. And that's what we left off yesterday. You need to kosher from the inside and not from the outside. Now, the Mechaber picks up the very top line of Lamed Zayin Omid Beis, and he says, "Vafilu im yemalum gecholim." Even if you had to fill up this utensil over here with coal, so now you're kashering from the inside, for an earthenware utensil, that will not work. Because the chayshina, we're concerned that dilmo chayis alayu shema poki. You're concerned over here that when you put these coals inside this earthenware utensil, it's going to break it. Pirush, as the Ramah says, Shema Yisbaku. By putting those coals over there, you're going to break the container, which you obviously do not want, and therefore you will not heat it up enough. And you won't therefore do it properly. That's the concern, therefore you can't kosher that way. The Mishneh Berurah brings down the Sivkot Yud Beis. Afilum Yimalim Gecholim Vechule. Even if you filled it up with coals, the Bazeh, by filling it up with coals, have a kehesik mibifnim. It's like heating it up from the inside, viyaflit hablia, and that would have enough strength to pull out the blios under normal circumstances. And that's what you would do for non-earthenware utensils. But here, we're concerned, as the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, she'ein darken lahasik bifnim ela b'chutz. It's not normally heated up from the inside. These things are heated up from the outside normally, and therefore, Mashain came tanurim, an oven, afilu shokliheres, even if it's earthenware, afilu also shemetaltalin osan, and even those that are movable, shirdarkin tom lahasik midfnim. Normally the heat's on the inside and not from the outside. In that situation, lo chayshin on dimu pakyu mol hasik. In that situation, we're not concerned over here that it's going to break, and therefore it would be acceptable. However, ach tzorich lizar shasikenu yofe actually islabim, but you must heat it up adequately till it gets to the point of libun, till it gets like white hot, and therefore in that way you can kosher it. And he says, Ayin lekamen and simen tov samachalif midin hersher tanurim shalanu. We'll learn over there when we reach tov samachalif how to properly kosher an oven. Now, Dirshu footnote number 10 brings down, had a kosher an oven that's made out of metal. And he says, that's what we use nowadays in our kitchens. And he says, Kishin nivla behem iser, if they have stuff inside of them that's aser, so the Shelos Uchuvus Minchas Yitzhak, Dayin Weizatzal brings down, Shadai Bechimum Hatanur be osan Dargas Chom Sheba Bolasa Iser. He brings down a famous rule, Kach Bolo kach polto. Just like it got in, it will absorb, and the same temperature will also spit it out. Therefore, Dayan White says, you turn the oven up to the setting, the highest setting that it was used for, and that's how the blios got in. At that same setting, the blios will come out. You don't have to do it to a higher setting of libun. You can rely upon this principle that we just mentioned, ki bolo kach polto. Just like it got absorbed, that's how it will spit it out. Kefisha Omrim Bahagola, like the same halacha applies by Hagola, he says it applies over here in regards to the Tanur by Libun. Rishlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shev Shalahashis Hatanur Deha Sokoso Bechom Gavoa. He says you need to use a higher heat over here, you turn it up to the highest setting, and this way you'll get out any absorptions over there. However, his opinion is, Shemish Yochol Yachay Tanur Afir Avar Pesach, if you have the luxury that you can set aside a separate Tanur and not have to rely upon this kashering, and you have a separate oven just for Pesach. People have a separate Pesach kitchen. So he says, Tovol Abracha. That's ideal. That's really a wonderful thing to do. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozner Zatzal. Even though he set it to a higher setting than it absorbed, he set it to, let's say it absorbs, and normally the highest setting he uses 500, so you turn it up to 600 or whatever, so then in that situation it would be good. However, he says it would be preferable to use a new oven as well. You shouldn't try to kasher them for Pesach unless you have absolutely no choice, because there are always parts that really aren't going to be removing the blios with just the highest setting, and you really need to use libun gomur or libun chomur, and that's hard to do. This is also the opinion of Yashav Zatzal, who brings down Shafat B, Shef, Sholach, Shetan, and Beofenze, even though, again, he agrees that you could theoretically kasher in the ways we just mentioned. Lechatchila, Yesh, Lelavno, Im Lapidesh. You take a blowtorch or a Bunsen burner and do it ideally so you get Libun Gomor. And only if you can't do this, yesh la'adlik hazatam l'meshach shor b'chom hachi gavoh, then set it to the highest extent that you can possibly set the oven to, and in the places where it's connected to the door, so then you're going to have to use a blowtorch on those areas because they won't get hot enough from the oven itself. Even in that situation, you should use some type of a silver foil to line the oven in any event. And the opinion of Rav Nissen Karlitz also is that zatzal now, that you can do this, only will work b'di'evet, kivan sheyesh kamat stodim lahokil was that. You can rely upon it b'di'evet. And he adds, however, that the delis of the tanur, asuyim zichuchis, that's made out of glass, shalu nitan lahagila the dasa ramol lahalan, that was, we'll see, you can't go and kasher glass. He says, even though we normally don't kasher glass, he says, over here by the oven door, it would be acceptable. Again, this is a very complex subject we're just touching upon over here. So now we continue the Mechaber, and he says, Umiyu, however, im herziron lekivshon, if you take these earthenware utensils and you put them back into the kiln, if you put them back into the oven that they were made from, shemetzarvim bo klicheres chadoshim, the way that they make new earthenware utensils, and you put the old earthenware utensil that has blios inside of it back inside to the kiln, so then it would be mutter. You could kasher it in that situation. The kivan shemachnisin lehesek gadol kazet, you're putting it into such a strong fire, this huge kiln over here, vade lo choyes alayu dumapoki. You obviously have no concerns that maybe it's going to break, and you're going to do it right. And if it breaks, it breaks. But if it doesn't break, then you've in fact kashered it. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, Avo l'tanurim shalanu lo, but into a regular oven, this will not work with an earthenware utensil. As he points out in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yadalet, the Chayshinim, we are concerned, Dumu Chayisale, that you're going to be concerned about destroying this earthenware utensil. Lo yashe sham harbe, you won't leave it in there long enough. V'yotziyim in atarim kod mishus labdo, and you'll take it out of the oven before it gets to the white hot stage of livun gomor. Masha'en came with kivshan, as opposed to in a kiln, mislamed afilu bishoa muetis. It will get so hot so fast in these 2,000 degree ovens, so then in that situation, in a real kiln, it doesn't even have to stay there for a long time, and you don't have this concern. The issue footnote number 11 brings down, im avar v'libin es ha-kli b'tanur v'lo chosulov, if in fact you did do libun on a kli that you weren't allowed to do it on an earthenware kli, and after the fact you did it and it didn't break. So the Ritva brings down, shaharit sovar sheyitochen shemor hadov b'di'evit, it would work b'di'evit. However, the Rashba says it won't work even b'di'evit. The Prima Gordon Paskins, Shim Avar Veliban is a Kli Karoi, and if you did in fact do a good Libun, Ula Acham became Bisho Bamaycho Bemezin, and then you intentionally cooked something in there, even in that situation, Nesar Amaycho. But if you did it Bishoge, it would be permissible. So he's a more of a compromised position between the Rit and the Rashba. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah. Call kli hatzarich Libun or Hagola. If any kli requires to kasher it, either Libun or Hagola. Then you shouldn't use it even for cold, which normally wouldn't impact either bringing new or bringing out old blios. Nevertheless, you shouldn't use a kli that requires libun or hagola to kasher it. You shouldn't use it for cold, even though you're not going to, in this situation, really deal with any absorptions. You shouldn't do it unless you kasher it. And this is brought down from the Mordechai. And he tells us as well, Ayin and Yoridea, Simon Kuf Chafalif, where these details are discussed more. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Tesvav, you can't use even it for cold. Hainu afilu hadicho v'shif shev heitev, even if you cleaned it out well, so there's absolutely no mamashis over there, and the chayshinon, dil ma'asi lehishtamish bo b'chamim, because the concern is that you may come to use it with hot. Once you're using it with cold, you may come to use it with hot. And he says, look in your day as well, which was the Ramah pointed out in Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph. Duadim b'shari surim. The same thing applies not only over here with chametz, but also with shari surim. And therefore, v'alkein yesh l'hachmi bin yoneinu afilu b'erev Pesach achar chatzos. And therefore, we have to be careful with this din, even on erev Pesach after chatzos, when it's also midaraisa, even though it's not a chiyuv of koris. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tezayin tells us, look in your day, Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph, because over there, the Shom Mavara, the derech hayroi, mutul ishtamish bo im hedicho v'shiv shev tchila. You would be allowed to use it on an irregular basis with cold over here if you didn't do this on a regular basis and if you cleaned it out real well. And he says as well, Ayin Le'el Sov Simen Tof Nun, over Mishnah Burisham, where this is further discussed. So if you look in Dirshu footnote number 12, he brings down over here, L'shavshef b'shabes sakid shabola yisur. Could you go and scrape off or clean well a knife that had absorbed in it Isur on Shabbos. So he brings down in Simon Shun Chav Gimel, that would be Asur. Ho ve'ein dai b'hadochas asakim b'vad. And let's also Shav Shol Heitev. It wouldn't be enough just to clean it, to wipe it off, but you really have to clean it well, so that's considered like a tikkun kli and isn't allowed. And the issue footnote number 13 brings down that we learned in the Mishnah Berurah previously in Taf Nun, le'ein, in regards to kli she'balua b'chametz, a kli that has chametz inside of it, shurigil mishtamish b'pamim l'achilu sh'tiya, v'rotz mishtamish b'pesel l'chitzo l'chavisa. It's normally used for eating or drinking, but here you just want to heat something up to take a bath or do the laundry. So we already learned that a few days ago, shavu b'shein lasus kei mi'chashash shem mishtamish b'l'achilu, even though we said don't do this because you may forget yourself and come to use it for eating, and that you really should, in this situation, hide it away. Mikom makom, but derech harayit. If you did it one time, if you did it on an irregular basis, you would be allowed to go and heat up water in it and use it for rechitza purposes. Now we get to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, kuvya. What is a kuvya? Hu kli sha'osin milivainim. It's a utensil that's made out of some sort of a brick, va'ofar, and dirt, va'ofin, and you bake inside of it, umetagdin, and you fry inside of it. Well, that's what this kuvya is used for. And likewise, v'chein tanur katan, a small oven, shekorin fidalia, that's a certain type of an oven. Not exactly sure what this fidalia is, but let's call it just a small oven over here. Now, if you're trying to kasher it, heseko mibachot, if you just put the flame to the outside of it, so then the Mishnah will add the word, v'osu lefos bo b'pesach. In this situation, if you just did the kashering from the outside, you wouldn't be allowed to use this on Pesach. Why? The ein chametz shebo niflat b'kach, because just by heating it up on the outside, you're not going to burn out the blios that are on the inside. However, v'yimalu g'cholim, if you filled it up on the inside of this, either this oven or this kuvya, so then you heated it up from the inside, mibiftim shari, it would in fact kasher it and would be good. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yazayin explains that we have to add the word that I already did, kech kein tzarech lomar heseko mibachutz v'asur. The chule. Rots lomar, what the Mechaber was telling us over here is the machma sheseko mibachutz lomahani hesek lo siyabalua. Just because you heat it up on the outside, that will do nothing to go and get out the blios that are on the inside. It doesn't reach a high enough temperature. Sivkot yudches. But if you filled it up with coals, it would be good. Hatam, the reason is the stam buchya ein darko lisbaka, because it won't break. So we're not concerned that you won't put in enough coals or you won't keep it there long enough. And therefore, we're not concerned that you'll have pity or mercy on this utensil and not want to break it. You won't do it properly because it won't break. It didn't have a likelihood of breaking. And therefore, we are not concerned over here that you won't do it long enough or properly enough. And these bricks that are fired up in the oven, in this kivshon, in this kiln, yeshaleim din kli cheres. They have the halachic status of earthenware utensils, and therefore, v'im nishpach aleim dover roseach shel chametz, if something hot that was chametz stick is poured on them, ein lo takana ela belibun kedino. Then the only way to get rid of it is by doing a real libun over here to get rid of any of this blios of chametz. And therefore, v'al derech shi'spar b'simin tov samachalep, we'll have to follow the rules that we'll learn over there, mitzvah Hashem. However, he says, Libun does work over there, afilu toch tanurim shalanu, and this would work not only in a kiln, but even in our regular ovens. The lochayis alayu kamobik deros, as opposed to plates, earthenware utensils, which we are concerned that you're going to not leave it in there long enough because they may break, here, this won't be a problem. The issue footnote number 16 explains, V'chein b'chol kli she'enu alul hiskalkel, any kli that isn't going to break or get ruined, or maybe it only get ruined el kilkel mut, a little bit. So the Magen Aleph, the Prima Gadim, both bring down over here, she'en lochush em yichos al kli. We don't have to be concerned that you won't do a kashering that is proper, because you're concerned that the kli will break. And this is also the opinion of the Shelas Achuvas Imri Yosher. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, however, avu levenim shenis yabshu rak b'chama, but earthenware type of bricks that just got dried out in the sun, so they don't have the full status of a kli cheres. Yeshlam din kli adoma. They have the status of being dirt utensils, or mahani lehem hagola, and even hagola alone will work. And therefore, vim nefe v'nitzla aleim. If you've baked or you roasted on them, harei tashmish an idea or tzrich libam. But in that situation, if you did real fire on them, then the only way to kasher them would be using fire itself, libun, kanal, as we've already explained. The issue footnote number 17 brings down that the Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish writes, Shekli Adama grui mikli cheres. He says that the halacha is harsher for these Kli Adama over here, and v'lo muli lehem hagola, g'shem she'en hagola b'ochlim. Just like food doesn't work to have hagola on it, so too these kelim, hagola doesn't work on them. And he says the Yad Yehuda says a similar thing over here, and he explains that which we said that a stone utensil hagola does work. The kavana there is an eved shenishar akvoshi. It has to be a stone in its similar original format, and not that it was crushed and made into a kli adoma. On the other hand, he brings down that Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal both disagree. Sheish linhog lemaisa kedasa Mishnah Berurah. We follow the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Now we'll start Siv Gimel, but we won't finish it. So the Mechaber starts off and he tells us, sakinim, knives, magilon b'chli rishon mutarim. All you have to do is put it into a kli rishon. That means a kli that was originally on the fire. Now you took it off the fire. So let's say you had a big cholin pot that you had on the fire, and now you take it off the fire. It still is a kli rishon as long as the water inside it is still bubbling. It's still boiling. So then in this situation, it would be perfectly acceptable to kasher your knives in this utensil. And that's what the Mechaber says, Ukli risho nikra sher ticho bo mayim aloesh, that the water boiled in it while it was still on the fire. Now you take it off the fire, it still has the status of being a kli risho. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nutes, this applies whether you're dealing over here ben gedolun or ben katanim, whether the knives are larger, whether they're small. And he adds, even af im nishtamish bem chomitz b'chamin kol hashana, and even to use to cut hot chametz all year long, dai b'hagol lepesach. It's adequate to put it into this kli rishon pot that's still boiling. That would be a good kashering. And he says, v'yafa pisha sakinim habluyim mishar isurim, even though regards to knives that are absorbing other isurim, which pasach ha-shulchan aruch in yor deyasim kuf chafalav shetzorich lelabdom ba'ur kidei lishtamish ben b'chanin, if you want to use them with heat, so then you have to go and do libun. It's not enough to do hagala. So here by chametz it's different. Hocha, kiven shiyesh omrim, shafilu kelim habluyim mechametz ayidei ur bilvad, nami ein tzrichim el hagala, since over here we're saying that a keli that absorbed chametz via ur, by the fire, bilvad alone, still nami ein tzrichim el hagala, it is acceptable just to do hagala. V'gam kama poskim sover in the sakinim ein lehem din kelim habluyim ayidei ur. He says that these knives don't even have the status of being considered like the blius came into them via fire. The afim mishtamish ayidei ur, even if you use it on fire, kigon shetochav bo chatichas pashtid aloesh. For example, you cut up some sort of a kugel, a pashtid, some sort of a kinish on the fire. Nevertheless, mikol mokum rov tashmisho hu shelo ayidei ur v'yazlidim basarov. Since most of the time it's not on fire itself, so therefore it is considered over here like most of it is not via fire, and therefore hagala would work. Kidlakam misiv vav, as we will learn in Yitzhashem in siv vav. Therefore, halach lemaisa, lefikoch, hitir lechadchila ayidei hagola buvad. That's why the Mechaber over here paskin that you can just put these knives into the kli rishon and that will be fine. However, he says, we call makum, misha evshalo, he says, if at all you can, mitzvah v'namuchar, shiikne chadoshim lepesach, as we brought down in yesterday's shiur already, and this is an overriding rule, when you have an opportunity to just use something purely for Pesach, that is always preferable. You don't have to get involved in kashering shilas. Furthermore, he says, Od kosu de sakinim habeluyim mishar isurim. When you're dealing with a knife that is absorbed in it, other isurim, he says, even though after lechatchila tzorich lelabdam, even though you have to do liban for the other isurim, as we pointed out, mikomokum b'di'evid, after the fact, im higil, if you did only hagola, vishtamish ben bechamim, and then you use it to cut something high, ain't no aser. We don't, in fact, say that it's aser. And in the Shaar HaTzion Oschot Beis, he brings down in the Chok Yaakov, the Mokor Chaim. And he says, especially ledasa prichodosh, because the prichodosh is matir afilu lechatchila b'hagola. So certainly over here v'di'evit, it's not a problem. And this seems to be the opinion of the Vilna Gaon as well. The kosav, the ma, the hich, mesham, the boy libun, that which we require libun lechatchila is a rak of a chumra, and therefore it's not going to be a problem b'di'evit. This is actually a very good point to stop, because we are picking up a new inyan over here in the Mishnah Berurah, and will Be'ezus Hashem discuss whether you can kasher from milchis to fleishis and back and forth as per your needs in Yitzhashem and tomorrow's shir. With that, we conclude today's shir.